Hey, Cece. How are you today? Found a quiet place to relax. You can put your phone on silent or switch off your phone and dim the lights. This is your time. A time for complete and total relaxation. For this, you can either sit or lay down. Just make sure that you're warm enough and that you're very comfortable. Relax yourself as much as you can. Loosen all tight clothing or shoes and belts into your pockets if you have any. Begin to relax. Feel that your body has undergone or is going through a change. The tensions in your body has begun to loosen and subside. Just keep relaxing. Keep letting loose of your whole body. That's good. Send a wave of relaxation over your entire body, from the top of your head to the tip of your toes. Just let every muscle and nerve grow loose and limp and relaxed. I want you to feel more relaxed with each easy breath that you take, more droppy, more drowsy and sleepy. So calm and so relaxed. You're relaxing more with each easy beat of your heart. You're relaxing more with each easy breath that you take. You're relaxing more with each sound that you hear. I want you to feel yourself float in blackness. Feel yourself float in warmth. And feel yourself so sleepy. I need to take you somewhere. I need you to let me in into your mind. You need to let me in before I can let you in. So I need you to relax even more. Relax more and more and more. I want you to enjoy the feeling. Feel yourself becoming heavier and heavier. Feel yourself becoming more and more relaxed. Feel yourself in such a deep state of calm, safe and secure, and at peace. It's time to let go of all the tension in your whole body. As you breathe in, as you breathe out, I want you to let loose of all the thoughts, let loose of all the negativities in your mind, in your heart. Just let loose. I want you to let loose. Just keep breathing. Just keep breathing. In and out. In and out. Let relaxation flow all through your whole body as you become weaker and weaker and tired and tired. Is a girl so weak. The only thing that matters right now is the sound of my voice. Only my voice matters. Only myself matters. I want you to rest for a few moments here in this special, peaceful place. Allow your body to deeply absorb peacefulness and security you've discovered here. And when you hear my voice, I want you to relax even more. I want you to focus on everything I'm about to say. I want you to follow my instructions. For this to work, you have to let go. You have to follow all my instructions you have to do as I say. You need to relax and focus on my voice. Everything I have to say is all that matters to you. I want you to feel so weak, so tired. I want you to relax for me now. Take a deep, deep breath. Feel your chest and belly expand with air. Feel your heartbeat driving through your whole body, delivering life. Breathe out all the way. Let the air spill through your lips. Feel your lungs deflate. Can you feel that? Yes. It feels great, doesn't it? I want you to focus now. Focus on your feet. Wiggle your toes. Feel the warmth or coolness around them. Stretch all the muscles in your feet. Stretch all the muscles in your ankles. Take a big breath in and all that stretch. When you breathe out again, your feet will be asleep, unable to move. Ready? Now breathe out. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Feel your feet fall asleep, unable to move. Now do the focus on your calves next. Tighten the muscles. Really feel them. Feel the power. The slight tremble of extension. Breathe in. Feel the sleepiness from your feet. Begin moving up your legs as you breathe. When you breathe out, your calves too will be fast asleep and unable to move. Breathe out now. Let all the tension go as the sleepiness spreads into your calves. And now your thighs, the biggest, strongest muscles in your body. Feel them strain and tremble as you tighten them. And then breathe in for me. It feels so good to strain. It feels great to follow my commands. To get sleepy for me. When you breathe out, your thighs will fall asleep and become unable to move. Now breathe out. Breathe in and out. And relax. Feel your legs become engulfed in warmth, comfortable sleep. Breathe in and out. I want you to focus on your hips. Strain all of your muscles here. I want you to keep breathing in and out. In and out. Feel your back rise off the bed a little as you tense the muscles in your butt. Feel the tension. Feel the pull in your butt. Feel the sleepiness creeping up farther and farther. And breathe out, letting those muscles do fall asleep as the sleepiness washes out over you. Now your core is next. Feel the delicious tension between your straining muscles and the expanding air as the sheer space within you. Feel the sleepiness coursing up further and further, threatening to overwhelm. As you breathe out, feel it calming you further and further, making it impossible to move more than your arms and your head. You're wrapped in sleepy stillness, and you can feel your mind get foggy as it moves further over you. And now, even if your conscious mind is resisting, but your conscious mind is still listening to me and following my instructions. And that is really good. You're doing good. Breathe again. Tense all the muscles in your arms. Feel your biceps, your triceps, your forearms. Make fists with your hands. Pour all your energy, all of your resistance into your arms. Feel the sleepiness coming to engulf them as soon as you breathe out. Breathe in and out. You just give it. Now you're beginning to feel sleepy. Pleasure replaced the tension in your arms, making your arms impossible to move. Just keep breathing. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Now all you can do is concentrate and listen to the sound of my voice. Because all that matters right now is my voice and my instructions. And you will do as I suggest. Just keep breathing and relaxing. One more time. Tense all the muscles in your head and neck. Clench your jaw. Squeeze your eyes shut. All of the energy left in your body is right here. In your face that tingles with the effort of tension. It's time to give in. One breath out, you fall asleep. Just let it happen. Let it all go. Just breathe in and out. Listen to my voice and obey everything that I have to say. Totally and utterly. Yes, just keep breathing. You're doing what's so wonderful. Just keep breathing. Just keep sinking and sinking into relaxation. Just keep loosening it. Just keep concentrating on the sound of my voice as my words slips you away. Because only my words matters. Just keep sinking and sinking. Deeper and deeper, deeper into my words, into my voice, into relaxation, into calmness. And it's only that matters right now, because my voice keeps falling down, deeper and deeper, sinker and sinker, till you're in a deep, deep relaxation. I'm going to count downwards now from 5 to 1. And when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply, deeply relaxed state. And then everything will just engulf you into relaxation and peace. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world. So that all that matters to you is my voice, and you concentrate and focus on everything that I have to say, because it's the only thing that matters now. 4. You're falling deeper and deeper away, and more with every word that I say, concentrating on my voice and just sinking deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into calmness and peace. 3. You're now completely deep into relaxation, listening to my words, listening to my voice as you slip away farther and deeper, more and more. And my voice becomes much more important to you at this point as you sleep. Even deeper and deeper, focusing on my voice and shutting off every other thing else. 2. You're now so very, very deeply relaxed now, and all that seems to matter now is my voice. You're now so much into a peaceful relaxation, safe and secure. That's how you feel right now. 1. Now you're so very, very deep, and all that matters now is my voice, and you're so ready to follow all my instructions and do as I say, and automatically you need to obey me, and you feel so deep and so tired and so weak, safe and secure. I'm totally, utterly focused on my voice and everything that I have to say to you. You're now so very obedient. Just now you're so relaxed and deep. As you relax even much more further and farther and deeper and deeper, and deep down inside of you, you know that you're a Sisi. That's who you are, a Sisi, and as a Sisi, you need to protect yourself, you need to guide your intentions, you need to guide yourself over all negativities that might come as to you being a Sisi, and so you need to guide yourself and protect yourself, because you're just a Sisi, you're a weak Sisi. Tired Sisi, just like an 8-year-old girl when you're in a situation and you feel so fearful, and then you feel so scared. You just want to let loose. You just want to crawl back into the closet. You just want to feel so weak, and then now you don't even know what to do. As an 8-year-old who is scared, you can find yourself out of control and you want to let loose of all your body. You feel so weak and your bladder is out of control and you lose control, and then you suddenly wet your pants just like an 8-year-old, because you feel so fearful and so scared. You just want to crawl up and wet yourself, because you can't even control your muscles. You already let loose of all restraints. Remember, you already let loose of all your muscles, and so weak, so limp, and so loose. That's how you are right now, and you're just completely wet. Wet enough to soak your pants, wet enough to soak your dress, and you're just a Sisi. And whenever you feel like you're being paid an unwanted attention, you feel so vulnerable, and then you lose control of your bladder, and then you just wet yourself just like a weak little girl that you really are. You are a Sisi, a mindless Sisi without a brain, and all the beautiful women are way out of your league. You're not in the same set with beautiful, intelligent women, and you're just a little 8-year-old, Sisi little girl. And whenever you're in shock, whenever you feel fearful, whenever you feel threatened and scared, you just want to call up and wet yourself, because you can't even control all your whole body, and you just let loose of yourself. You just wet your pants, you wet on yourself, and you have all the puddles flowing out of your bladder onto the floor, because you're just so weak, because you can't even control it. You have no power. It just simply happens, and then you just feel like you need to surrender completely. You need to show your weakness whenever you're threatened, whenever you feel scared and fearful, or whenever you feel so oppressed by real men. Whenever you feel oppressed by real men, you just want to wet yourself. You want to make a puddle of pee streaming down your legs onto the floor, making a puddle, because you feel so oppressed by real men. You're just a little Sisi, and that is all you truly are. And then you even feel not guilty. You feel no guilt at all because she's just a little sissy, and you feel so oppressed because you just want to avoid every fear, you want to avoid every trouble, just like a sissy that you are. You only feel so weak, so tired, so helpless, and that's why you do that. That's why you wet yourself whenever you feel oppressed, whenever you feel scared, whenever you feel fearful. That's what you do, and that's right, and that's what happens. You make a puddle, you make a puddle of stream of pee every time you're fearful, because you're just a weak sissy, and that's who you truly are. And now you're going to masturbate more and more, and then you get to empty your whole body of all cum, of all semen, of all squirt that you have. You just empty yourself, you just masturbate, thinking about what makes you feel like a sissy, and you begin to do everything from today like a sissy. You begin to exhibit all sissy traits, and you begin to unleash the sissy side of you, because that's who you are, that's who you truly are, and that's what you do. And you feel even much more like a sissy every waking day, and that's what you do. You masturbate, you wet your pants, and you let loose. You're not a real man, you're just a little sissy who wets herself whenever you feel oppressed, threatened, bullied, fearful, scared, and you feel lonely and bored. That's all you do. You wet yourself because you're just a little sissy. That's all you truly are. And then all you do is to just surrender yourself like the true sissy that you are. And you love being dressed like a sissy. You enjoy being called a sissy. You love every bit of it. And you wet yourself because now you need diapers as well. You need to wear diapers from today as a sissy, so that when you wet yourself, you just don't make silly puddles, and you don't feel embarrassed, and you don't feel so tensed, because all you do is to just wet yourself, and you might need diapers, and be a diaper sissy as from today, from now on, because you're a sissy, you are a sissy, that's who you truly are. You would accept yourself from today as a sissy. You will start to exhibit all forms of sissy from deep inside of you. And you would wet yourself every time you feel lonely, every time you feel bored, every time you feel oppressed, every time you feel threatened, every time you feel scared, every time you feel fearful. You will wet yourself, you would let loose of your bladder, and you will make a puddle of pee down from your legs like a stream to the floor. But you might need diapers, don't forget. You feel like you can wear diapers, if you like, you don't need to. And that's all that happens. You just let go. You just let go of your bladder every single time. You're a sissy, a very weak sissy at that. You're just a weak sissy, and that's what you do. You let loose of your bladder whenever you feel weak, whenever you feel threatened, and you will start to exhibit every form of sissy, every trait of sissy. You will start to exhibit them from now on, from today, because you're a sissy, and you're a sissy, and you're a wetter. So you're a sissy wetter. And every single time you will pee yourself when you feel oppressed or threatened or scared, that is what you will do from today, because that is just who you truly, truly are. You will wet yourself like a weak sissy that you are. You're a weakling, isn't it? and you wet yourself like a baby, and you might need a diapers, so you might want to wear diapers sometimes, so you don't make a puddle of pee outside and embarrass yourself. You're just a weak CC, and that is who you truly are. And every second, every day, you will feel like a CC wets herself whenever she's threatened. Now it's time to wake back up to the natural world. It's time to feel fresh and awake, and knowing that you're nothing more than a CC wetter. A CC who wets herself and makes a puddle. A CC who wets her diapers. That is who you truly are. And now I would count from 1 to 5. I would count from 1 to 5. And it's time to return to your outer world of waking consciousness. You'll feel motivated to wet yourself like a CC and wet your diapers like a CC. You'll be a CC wetter, and you feel so motivated to do that every single time that you hear my voice. Every single time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Eyes open. Open your eyes. There you are. You feel inspired and motivated now to be a CC wetter, because that is all you truly are. Please take a few more minutes to rest, relax, listen to the sound of your breathing, and enjoy the lovely warm sensation of physical relaxation. If you have the time, feel free to fall asleep. You awake feeling completely rejuvenated and relaxed. You know, mommy loves you, isn't it? Yes, kisses.